This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A top Chinese official calls it a joke. President Biden's first ever White House Summit for Democracy. The president's calling some world leaders together today virtually to plead with them to try to reverse what he calls a recession of democracy. The AP's Mike Hempen has this.
The ambassadors to the U.S. from China and Russia wrote a joint essay in the National Interest Policy Journal, describing the Biden administration as exhibiting a Cold War mentality that will, quote, stoke up ideological confrontation and a rift in the world. The administration also is being scrutinized over how it went about deciding which countries to invite.
The U.S. has hit a milestone in the battle against COVID. 200 million Americans are now fully vaccinated, but the number of new cases is climbing. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky notes a year ago there was no vaccine.
We have fully vaccinated 200 million people.
But that comes amid a troubling spike in virus cases nationwide, even in areas like highly vaccinated New England. A daily average of nearly 119,000 cases this week, up from 95,000 about 2 weeks ago. The nation's approaching 800,000 COVID-19 deaths.
December 2021, we're certainly not where we want to be, right?
The increases are almost entirely due to the Delta variant.
Just over 40 people in the U.S. have been found to have had the newer Omicron variant, but Dr. Walensky says almost none of them got seriously ill. Most had been vaccinated. President Biden promised to end the U.S. combat mission in Iraq by December 31st. This morning, Iraq says it and the U.S. have concluded a final round of technical talks, transitioning the U.S. to an advisory mission. This is AP News. Jussie Smollett's fate is in the hands of a jury in Chicago.
A jury has finished its first day of deliberations in the trial of the former Empire star, charged with staging his own hate crime, then lying to police about it. The panel worked on the case for about 2 hours after getting it and will go back at it again in the morning. The panel will have to weigh the veracity of three main witnesses in the case, the only ones who really know for sure what happened on a frigid January night in Chicago nearly 3 years ago. Jussie Smollett says he was attacked by two men who used racist and anti-gay slurs and slipped a noose over his neck. But the two brothers, who are black, told the jury the whole thing was a hoax and pulled off by Smollett to garner sympathy for himself. They say he paid them $3,000 to do the deed, $100 for supplies to carry it out, and even had them rehearse the bogus beatdown. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Gas is $3.34 a gallon this morning, down 4 cents from a week ago, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.